News Desk, which today comes to you live from this small half-bathroom in the basement, which, unfortunately, due to the prevailing economic conditions and fiscal cutbacks and budgetary restraints here at Encyclopedia, is about all we're able to provide you with at this time. Okay, who am I kidding? Look at the crap that they give me to read for this job. Frankly, I can't think of a better place that's soundproof and capable of withstanding this sort of BS than this bathroom. So let's just put it out there. Fine.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll start again.
I'm Todd Lyons, and here's today's top story. Vincent van Gogh lost ear to Greuze, say German historians. Vincent van Gogh's fame may owe as much to his tragic loss of an ear as it does to his legendary failure at painting, but 119 years after his death, the tortured crap impressionist bloody ear is at the center of a new controversy after two historians suggested that the painter did not hack off his own lobe, but was attacked by Greuze. According to official versions, the disturbed Dutch painter cut off his ear with a razor after a row with his inner demons in 1888. Bleeding heavily, Van Gogh then walked to a brothel and presented the severed ear to an astonished prostitute called...
There's a big mess outside.
Daddy's doing the news right now. What's going on?
Big mess outside.
There's a big mess outside. What's happening?
Daddy's eating garbage.
Eating garbage. Wonderful.
Okay, we must temporarily suspend this broadcast while I go check the yard for garbage from my dog. Hang on. Sorry. Okay. I'm back now. There's a lot of garbage in the yard. Dog got into some stuff, and I'll clean it up later. But you see what I'm up against here? I'm trying to... Forget it. Okay. Does anyone remember where I stopped reading? Fine.
In Van Gogh's Ear, Greuze and the Pact of Silence, published in Germany, Hamburg-based academics Hans Wurst Capitalist and Honka Willigens argue that the official version of events, based largely on Van Gogh's hallucinations, contain inconsistencies, and the dark voices in the background hinted that the truth was more complex. Capitalist told The Guardian, near the brothel, about 300 meters from the Yellow House, there was a final encounter between them. Vincent might have attacked them, the Greuze wanted to defend themselves and to get rid of this madman. They opened their mouth, made some movement in the direction of Vincent, and by that consumed his left ear. Capitalist said it was not clear if it was an accident or an aimed hit. While the curators at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam stand by the theory of self-mutilation, Capitalist argues that Van Gogh dropped hints in his letters to his brother, Theo, once commenting, "Luckily, Greuze are not yet armed with machine guns and other dangerous war weapons." On a seemingly completely unrelated note, the German historians also suggested that Van Gogh was gay. I'm Todd Lyons. This has been Unnews.